Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another Ars Blog Arscast on arsblog.oleole.com. Coming up, we've got Good Player chatting about stuff. Arsene Wenger Hawkins is in the house. We've got some Amaury Bischoff PI. The man in the bar will pop up at some stage, so stay tuned. So hello and welcome to another Ars Blog Arscast. It's a Friday and we've got football tomorrow. That means the interlull is over. Thanks be to Jeebus or to Jehovah or Allah or Buddha or Krishna or whoever. If you want to sit there and give thanks to Howard Jones himself that the interlull is over, that's entirely your prerogative. And the point, of course, is that it doesn't matter who you're giving thanks to. It's the fact that we're all giving thanks about the same thing. Creed, color, race, religion, it makes no difference now. We don't care about any of that. All we care about is that we've got football back tomorrow, and that means we've got some stuff to talk about again, either on the blog or here on the Arscast, which is, it's always a struggle to put together one after a week of nothing, of like intense nothing. We've had players away on international duty. We'll have news of them a bit later on. We'll be telling you who's available and who's been knackered while away on international duty. As I said, Good Player will be here. We'll be chatting about the Everton game, about what the manager might be thinking, and about Cesc Fabregas's comments. What else? Arsene Wenger Hawkins has been in touch. He has sent us an audio missive from wherever he is in the world. We'll find that out a little bit later on. We've got some Amaury Bischoff PI. And, yeah, that's about it. Oh, the man in the bar will be along in a little bit as well. So, really, since the last Arscast, there hasn't been a great deal to go on with, has there? I want to get this out of the way first. The William Gallas thing, right? Because you know I'm going to talk about it. The story that came out last week, if I just do my little clicking here, and he was talking about how his teammates might not have appreciated my behaviour against Birmingham. He said, I had to state my authority again. And today, when I motivate them before a match, they say, Cappy, we need you. We are following you. Cappy? Cappy? Sorry, I'm... Cappy? Cappy? What the fuck? And the motivating thing seems to be not working. So maybe if they were to call you Bob rather than Cappy. Cappy. I can't say it. I can't say it. I get some emails, right, from the blog, from people who say, look, you know, this Gallas thing, I know you don't like him, but, you know, he's our captain and we should get behind him and you shouldn't give him such a hard time. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, yeah, well, maybe you have a point. Maybe you have a point. But on the other hand, right, the way I think about it is that I don't like him. I think he's a bit of a cunt. I don't like him as a player. I certainly don't like him as a captain. I never liked him when he was at Chelsea. But people make the point, they say, you've got this blog, right? You've got loads of readers and you're very influential. I go, no. I don't really believe in any of that, right, for a start. I don't. If loads of people read my blog, then fantastic. I really, really enjoy that. And I think it's great that loads of people can read it and either get something from it, whether it's information or humor or whatever. I think that's brilliant. But I'm not influential. If someone doesn't like something, then they're perfectly capable of making their own mind up about it, right? This is my thinking to that. I think it's a little bit of an insult to people's intelligence to say that just because I might say something, loads of other people are going to say that or think that, Right, they're all perfectly capable of making up their own minds based on what they see on the pitch or off the pitch or what they read, etc., etc., etc. So it's a bit of a spurious argument, that one. Because I don't ever, and have never claimed to be, influential in any way. And would never claim to be. All I ever do is give you my opinion. Often, somewhat tongue-in-cheek. And whether people pick up on that all the time, well, that's neither here nor there. But I don't set myself up as somebody who is the voice of a large group of Arsenal fans or anything like it. I absolutely and heartily refute any kind of implication that that is the case, right? So bearing that in mind, I think I can probably say what I want about Gallus. And I'll always try and reply if you email me and say, look, I think you're giving him too hard a time, you should give it a rest. You know, I'll reply. I try and reply to all the emails and stuff that I get. But I'm probably not going to agree with you, and I'm not going to change the way I write or what I write because you or anybody else, with the greatest of respect, is somewhat offended by it. It's a free blog country out there. There are many blogs for you to read. If you don't agree with what I write, or if you don't like what I write, then that's absolutely fine. I've got no problem in the world with that because, you know, it's all to do with different tastes, isn't it? So basically, I think if, you know, if there's something to say or if I think there's something to say, then I'm going to say it. And that's it. And if it upsets some people, okay. And if not, then fine. So that's William Gallus. I just can't say it. I thought I'd just get that out of the way, you know, now, rather than have it be a thing that's running all the way through the Arsecast this week. I mean, that just wouldn't be my style at all. to talk a little more about football and stuff, seeing as that's what we're all into, something we can all agree that we're all into football. We might have different opinions on how it should be played and who should be playing it for Arsenal and in what style we should be playing, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, to talk more about football, we'll welcome to the Arsecast a good player from goodplayer.com. Hello there.
Hi there.
Now, since the Sunderland game, the players have been away on international duty. The manager has had plenty to think about. What do you suspect will be most on his mind, or will have been most on his mind in the lead-up to this weekend's game?
Well, he would have had plenty of time to think about, but no time to buy, I suppose. And I imagine the same thing that would be on his mind would be on our mind, a lack of a central midfield, really, and a bit of a problem in central defence, too. How much we can do about that in the short run, I don't know. I guess Diaby coming back from injury could help. Whether he'd ever change things around at the back, drop either Torre or Gallus, I don't know. It's very hard for managers to drop players that they like. Sometimes they have to. It's tough decisions. Whether we'll see a great deal of change, I don't really know.
You mentioned on your own, because there's this doubt over Gallus because he may be injured. He was out of the French games at the weekend, and you said, you know, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for the manager not to have to drop him per se, but, you know, use the injury to bring in somebody else. As it stands, it looks like Giroud is injured as well, so maybe Mikhail Silvestre and Kolo Touré will be the defence.
Look, more unlikely things have worked in the past. You know, I just feel we need to change something in some way, because if we don't do that, we're going to keep conceding with those very annoying goals from corners and free kicks. You know, we've conceded. I think Wenger was saying a few games ago that we'd only conceded one or two goals in our first however many games, but I think we've now conceded something like 5 in 7, which, extrapolate that over the season, that's about 31 in 38. That's too many. You don't win titles with that. So already we're seeing that's a problem.
Cesc Fabregas was quoted during the week, I suppose, while he was away with Spain. And he mentioned, I'm not sure that he was complaining necessarily, but he said, our squad is a bit short on numbers and we are very young. He said, it's difficult to imagine a midfield where I'm the oldest member. We're finding it hard to win matches as we do not possess enough experience. It's no different to anything that you've said or I've said or many other bloggers have said for a long time now. Well, certainly since the summer. Do you think the fact that Fabregas is saying it might wake the manager up a bit, if he's even asleep, if you know what I mean? It's an incredible thing, really, for him to come out and say.
I suppose it is. I mean, it always strikes me that they do so much kind of media interviews all the time and on international week, etc. And that they sometimes might wonder out loud. We don't know exactly what he was asked. But it certainly did seem that he was suggesting that we might not have enough. Would it make Arsene wake up? Hopefully. I mean, look, I think he did try and buy someone in the window. He failed to. Perhaps he didn't prioritise it enough. He should have started prioritising it when Diarra left. You know, I think it's something we really have to do something about. From my point of view, I find it incredibly frustrating. We have an abundance of riches on the wings and up front. You know, when you look at how many players we've got there at the moment, and you forget that we haven't had Rudzinski, we haven't had Eduardo. And then the annoying thing is that you see that we've given, we've got this Bischoff guy who's, hey, and another attacking midfielder. You know, exactly, we're not exactly lacking them. And then we seem to be so threadbare in central midfield. It's baffling in a way, and it's so frustrating.
Are you confident that with the players that we have, we can get through to January in reasonable enough shape that a purchase is going to make some kind of difference?
Yep, I'm not saying we will, but am I confident? Yes, I think, you know, a lot of stranger things have happened. You know, we've gone into games in the past with very young midfields. They've done okay, they've dug in. I don't think Danielson's a terrible player by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't think there's not a single attribute he has where he's better at Cesc than at any aspect of his game. And, you know, Flamini was not as good a player as Cesc was, but he could do things Cesc couldn't. Can we make it through? Yes. Will we? It's not certain. You know, it's a risk, and it shouldn't be a risk that we're having to take. There's not really any great reason, good need for it, to have gone from having such an abundance of midfielders, central midfielders 18 months ago, to having so few now.
Everton tomorrow, their start to the season hasn't been as good, I suppose, as David Moyes or Everton fans would have liked. We've had some difficult games against them in the past, but did well last season. I think to kind of restore confidence amongst the team and the fans, nothing less than 3 points is necessary tomorrow.
3 points is essential. We've dropped, you know, we've lost 2 bad games and we've drawn 1 bad game as well already this season. That's quite a lot. We have to win tomorrow, really. You know, we've put in some really good performances this season. That's a funny thing in a way. But I think there have been performances like Newcastle at home, Porto at home, Bolton and Blackburn away, where we've played really well. And I think that's because we really do have an abundance of riches. And I think people who moan about Adebayo and moan about Van Persie and they moan about Walcott, I think they're people who moan for moaning's sake, frankly. The problem is, can we get the consistency?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, at the moment we're struggling for that consistency, and that is a major worry.
It does seem to be either champagne or flat 7-up, doesn't it? The way the team is performing this season. Like you say, we've had those good performances, and then there are the performances like Fulham, and like Sunderland, and like Hull. What would you put that down to? Is there any particular reason, or is it an amalgamation of things?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been Champagne 7-up and West Brom, I think, because we were kind of somewhere in between against West Brom. But it's... I don't know how you can pin it down. I think we've been vulnerable to bad luck, if you like. We have been vulnerable to having great goals scored against us or having in the last game a goal ruled out wrongly because maybe we haven't tidied these games up early enough. it's hard to put your finger on it, really. I thought we weren't that bad against Hull, to be honest. I thought that was almost an aberration, but we clearly weren't great against Sunderland. Again, though, has Van Persie's goal counted? You know, it could have been so different. Against Fulham, we were awful. It's very hard to put your finger on it, and it's very easy to draw conclusions very quickly and to kind of draw sweeping conclusions from seven games. I think it's been a mixture of not playing well enough and ill fortune. I don't know how we turn that round, but I think we can, but I'm just not sure how we do.
All right, well, that's Arsene Wenger's job for the moment. Good player, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
My thanks as always to the outrageously tall good player. And you can check out his blog before his next Arscast appearance. It is, of course, www.goodplayer.com. Now, coming up, some news on the team ahead of the Everton game. Now, though, it's he's back.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back on the Arscast. I've spent a lot of the last few months traveling around the world. I've been to many interesting places like Guatemala, where I wrestled a python, Malawi, where I went drinking with the dad of that boy that Madonna adopted, and Bridlington, where I froze my bollocks off. For the last 3 weeks, I have been in America, as it's a very special time. Not only is there an election, but they have a woman as one of the candidates. I think it's great that she has shown women that no matter how stupid and blinkered you are, you can get ahead. She's an inspiration. Not that I agree with her politics, mind you. My Arsene Wenger Hawkins abortion lorry has come in for trouble from some pro-lifers who didn't approve of my $19.99 abortion special. For that you get an abortion, a Sarah Palin bumper sticker with her face photoshopped onto a dinosaur, and a copy of Kid Rock's latest album. I haven't managed to keep too up to date with Arsenal, but from looking at the results, this may not be a bad thing. I shall try to watch more games as I stay on the move, but I have to agree with Cesc when he says our midfield is too young. We need more experience, and I very much hope that the boss buys at least one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the January transfer window. Of course, they're not teenagers anymore. They're middle-aged Red Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they have wonderful experience. And swords. We need more swords. Oh, yes.
Oh, it's good to hear Arsene Wenger Hawkins again, isn't it? Oh, wonderful to have him back. He will be back, I'm sure, in the very near future. Of course, he's been very, very busy going around the place doing stuff and getting into trouble, as he does. But, you know, there's just no talking to the man. He's that kind of a guy. Devil may care, live on the edge. It doesn't matter what you or I or anyone says to him. I've sat him down before. I remember one day, very, very clearly. And I was very worried about him. And I said, look, you know, Arsene Wenger Hawkins, if you don't cop on, if you don't get a grip on your life, you know, you could end up in a wheelchair. There's just no talking to the man. No talking to him. Everton, tomorrow. As you were saying with good play, it is a vital game. And of vital importance that we take 3 points, because we've already lost two and drawn that one. So the start to the season less than ideal. But, I'm remaining optimistic and going on the basis that it's better to lose your points now than at the end of the season. Of course, if you lose points at the end of the season as well, then, you know, it's all academic. But there you go. Team news is as follows. Well, the early team news. William Gallas is out. Bakary Sagne is out. Nicholas Bentner is out. The three of them out with, hamstring, knee and ankle injuries. They're all going to miss the game against Everton and the Champions League game against Fenerbahce. So you'd imagine that means Eboué going to right back. Johan Juru is going to be assessed because he's got concussion. So you would imagine Eboué at right back and Silvestre or Juru, if he makes it, at centre-half. But I suspect Silvestre will make his debut. There are doubts as well over Cesc Fabregas, who has a broken nose, reportedly, and Robin van Persie, who has a muscular problem. Which muscle it is probably all of them. But there you go. But they are more than likely to be involved. Abu Diaby... is fit. I'm just going to take a little short break here while you pick yourself up off the floor. You up? No? Now? So he's fit. And he could provide us with a bit of an extra something in midfield. An extra person. An extra player, indeed. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, he can add something a little bit different to midfield. And something a little bit different from loping about the place kind of lazily. He's got a chance now, given the fact that we've only got Danielson and Alex Song in there. He's got a chance to sort of establish himself, if he can stay fit. However, Aaron Ramsey must be pushing his way into the boss's thoughts after his incredible goal in midweek for the Welsh under-21s. A great goal, and not only that, a great little assist for Wales' second goal, too. So he's in there, too. I would like to see more of Ramsey, I have to say. I know he's still really young, and we talk about how we want to see experience, and we need experience, and we do. We do, don't get me wrong. I still like to see more of Ramsey, because I do like the look of him. I suspect, though, it's Carling Cup action mostly for him, for the foreseeable future anyway. So that's the team news. That's the team news. Of course, Rosicki is still out. His agent was at pains to stress this week that the stories about headaches and collapsing and all that kind of stuff, they're just nonsense. Now he has two specialists looking after his leg. Next week, three or four, and then, you know, eventually they'll bring him to a teaching hospital somewhere, and he'll just be a sideshow. Poor Thomas. It'd be good if he was fit as well. Really would. See, we could do with these guys being fit. And Eduardo, of course. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. One man not anywhere near the first team, though, is this guy.
It was a quiet day. The kind of day that you take a handful of bennies, wash it down with a bottle of cheap scotch, and then stare at the wall until something good came on. There was a knock at the door. Come in, I said, and in he came. What do you want, I said. I'm looking for a private eye, he said. Well, you find one, I said, but I ain't so private. I take all your details and photos and put them on Facebook using somebody else's name. What's the problem, I said. Well, he said, it's this group of guys I lead. I'm not sure they respect me anymore. Why's that, I said. Well, when I talk, they just don't look interested. And I say to them, hey, it's me. I'm the same Cappy I always was. Whoa, I said, what? Did you say Cappy? Yeah, Cappy, that's my name. Mister, I said, you better get out of my office. I wouldn't work for a Cappy for all the money in the world. You might try Mike Hammer, though. I hear he's scratching for work these days.
More from Amari Bischoff, PI, on another Arsecast in the very near future. So Everton tomorrow, and then next week we've got Champions League action against Fenerbahce. Turkey is not an easy place to go to for players or fans, I suppose. And Fenerbahce are a handy side. They gave Chelsea a good run last season, if I remember correctly, which I probably don't. But I do seem to remember them scoring a couple of very good goals against them. Did they beat them? I could look it up, couldn't I? Yeah, but I'm not going to. But yeah, so hopefully we can do the business there as well. But obviously the focus is on Everton tomorrow. And fingers crossed we get the 3 points there and get ourselves back on track. And hopefully we can stay on track. Because, you know, we're derailing ourselves a bit too often. But there you go. Fingers crossed for that. Until next week's Arsecast, take it easy. I could keep going and waffle about nothing, but I'm not going to. There's just no point. So apologies for the shortness of the Arsecast. There'll be a longer one, I suppose, next week when we've got more to talk shite about. So until then, take it easy. Talk to you on the blog and have yourselves a great weekend. Bye.
I remember all my life. Arsenal captains without strife. Big men who could lead in our hour of need. Not sit on the pitch like a crying little bitch. Then you came to Arsenal. Even though our ranks were full, you wore the number 10, left barely cold by then. I never realized how much I could hate you, oh Kathy. You came and we stopped winning trophies. Not even the curling cup, oh Kathy. I wish that you could defend corners. It's time we sent you away, oh Kathy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.